This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I may be going through this first bit again, but I mean, I think this bears speaking and saying and stating again. See, right now, our president is the father of the year, and allegedly the president, and he's busy trying to rile up his base of weirdos. His adjunct professors, his gender studies grads, his government time servers, his sexually unsatisfied wine women, and their sexually unsatisfying life partners. And that's why Dork Brandon pulled one of my favorites out of his big duffel bag of hack cliches. The old, your puny guns are no match against the awesome power of the U.S. military, which I will use to kill you for dissenting narrative. And that's fine. I can go over this again. You know, who think that they prevailed, they step outside of the use-your-words paradigm that they grew up with in their sissy private schools. You lose if you idiots provoke a real civil conflict, not the kind of low-intensity urban conflict of the 70s when you were cheering on the SLA and the Weathermen, and not the kind of where a bunch of mutants riot under the protection of leftist municipal governments and leftist municipalities, but a real one with combatants facing you. One where the people you want to crush under your Birkenstocks fight back with AR-15s. You know, this would go poorly for a largely unarmed, untrained, urban-centered population of smug geebos whose primary weapon system is a snarky tweet. The doddering moron shared his tactical insights with his audience at a rally in Pennsylvania for Heart Attack Shrek. He said, thinking that he was being super clever, for those brave right-wing Americans, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something little more than a gun. But do they really? Grandfather Badfinger's premise there is that all you tens of millions of semi-fascists out there with your AR-15s would have no shot stopping the woke military, who would eagerly crush you with their potent force package of F-15s and, you know, esoteric pronouns. It is a flawed premise on more grounds than I can cover in this amount of time. But we need to focus, and that means we need to overlook some important questions. And the important questions include, why do you imagine your sorry band of socialist creeps who treat the Constitution like Jerry Nadler treats his boxers constitutes the country? Or the useless senior officer corps aside, why do you believe the normals who make up the vast majority of the combat forces will gleefully butcher their friends and family for the amusement of a bunch of Chardonnay-swilling blue checks? Number three, have you ever heard of Afghanistan? But let's focus on this key soundbite, guns versus jets. Who you got? I'll put my money on the guns. You dumb progressives can go for the jets and the points. Now, let's start raising the kind of facts that tend to undermine the soundbite that launched 1,000 MSNBC gasms. First up, what does a gun do and what does a fighter bomber do? Well, a gun gives an individual soldier, and that's what civilian freedom fighters would be, the ability to dominate the space on the ground around them out to a couple hundred meters of open territory, 360 degrees all the way around them. Don't worry, I'm not going to get into the whole effective range nonsense. The fact that civilians have a lot of weapons that outrange the 5.56 millimeter weapon systems currently used by the military, a weapon system whose bullets, Mr. 10% off the top, thinks fly five times as rapidly as a bullet shot out of any other gun. In other words, a gun controls space on the ground. Coincidentally, the ground happens to be where people live. That's an important part. A jet fighter dominates airspace and keeps other planes away. Few people actually live in the air. Now, a jet fighter bomber like the F-15 can drop bombs on the enemy, which is, according to crusty us, freedom-loving American citizens. And, of course, this kind of tactical employment works to support guys on the ground dominating terrain with guns. But planes don't hold territory. They help Seljers hold territory. So it's an apples and orange thing at the threshold, which is appropriate since the whole discussion Slow Joe began is pretty much Fruit Loops. Because he assumes that he's got soldiers to support his jets. How many? Who knows? But lots of colonels and generals, the kind who add he, him, or zip-zap to their official signature blocks, would salute and carry out the order to kill other Americans. And maybe they could win this war and finally get one in the win column after 3 decades, because they're due, after all. But the problem for them is quantity. There are tens of millions of American patriots with guns, AR-15s being only one color in the rainbow of freedom-defending firearms. Real diversity is 5.56 alongside 7.62 and 30-06 and 12-gauge and 45 and others, all firing together for a brighter tomorrow. So there better be a lot of airplanes to balance out millions of patriots. And how many fighter bombers do we have anyway? And we're going to give the greatest Matlock superfan the benefit of the doubt and include all types of fighter bombers, the F-25s, the F-16s, 18s, 35s, and even the A-10s. There are about 750 planes for the Air Force, 1,100 for the Navy, and maybe 300 for the Marines. And we're going to call this 3,150 aircraft. Where are they? You have to have them here in America if you want to kill Americans for refusing to obey. So how many are in this continental United States and available for Hunter's Dad open season on dissidents? We're going to call that two-thirds. We have lots of planes forward deployed, Europe, Asia, on ships. He's got about 2,000 aircraft to use to kill us. That's what he's saying. So we'll take him at his slurred semi-coherent word and maybe another 400 combat drones in the USA. Then there's this other thing called OR rate, operational readiness. That's a thing. That's the percentage of planes that are ready to go at any given time. Planes need maintenance. They break, and even routine use requires massive upkeep efforts, and parts can be hard to get, especially when you're spending all your money on woke nonsense. So what's the real OR rate? No way to tell, and it's probably classified, but as we know, exposing classified material is bad right now. And Hillary, until Hillary does it again, then it'll be okay. Or when someone leaks something classified to the New York Times or WaPo, and then they publish it. But let's assume, just for the sake of argument, 75%, which is a whole lot of presuming. It's probably nowhere near that. That means President Gumby has 1,500 planes and 300 drones to suppress these millions of dissenters. That's 36 aircraft a state. That's still a lot of platforms, and they can still do a lot of damage, assuming that there's enough bombs stored in our bunkers. So, can that fleet of aircraft do enough damage to deter and defeat a few million red rebels? How does one say, "I'm convinced" in Pashto? To get a better result in America than in Afghanistan, the great unifier would have to dramatically increase the firepower used, again, on American soil. And you bet the rules of engagement would be looser than it was, say, with the jihadis. But he forgets that those guys with the AR-15s get a say regarding those F-15s. How does an AR-15 defeat an F-15? You can't really shoot it down, but you can shoot it up on the ground. You can ambush its logistics and the pilots. Well, the old Irish Republican Army, they figured out how to do that with Scotland Yard. They got them all at one time. The enemy always gets a vote, and Biden just announced that his enemy is tens of millions of us. So in the great AR-15 versus F-15 hypothetical, and pray it stays hypothetical, please, despite the stupidity of our ruling caste, the smart money is going to be on the numbers. But the truly smart course of action is to not go down that road, to re-embrace the Constitution and stop trying to be Butch in order to get some Twitter love from the pinkos. Maybe, just maybe, this ridiculous stooge masquerading as our president should stop running his full mouth threatening to slaughter us. Because we're already beginning to see, as I'll tell you in the next segment, we're already beginning to see what that kind of rhetoric can lead to. And that will not be something that we can just sit around and ignore forever. That's the problem. We can't ignore some of this forever. Because, simply because, that's not what we are. That's not what America is. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Politics should not be as ugly as it is currently. Sparking disagreement? Okay, I get that. But over the last decade or so, things have gotten to the point that political disagreements destroy families and friendships. And that's bad enough all on its own. And now it's beginning to claim lives. Not only that, but the individual responsible, the individual in question, is now walking around free. The North Dakota man who allegedly admitted to fatally striking a teenage pedestrian with his car because of the pair had a political argument, was released on jail on Tuesday, from jail on Tuesday, after posting $50,000 bond, according to records. Shannon Brandt, 41, spent days in a Stutzman County jail on criminal charges related to the death of 18-year-old Kaylor Ellingson before he posted his $50,000 and was released, according to county jail records. Brandt's listed attorney could not be reached by phone and did not immediately respond to Fox News Digital's email inquiry. So we don't know anything about what was going on with Mr. Brandt. We do know that he is a Glenfield resident, was arrested in the early morning hours of Sunday after he told the state First Responders Radio that he struck the pedestrian because the pedestrian was threatening him, according to a probable cause affidavit provided to Fox News Digital on Wednesday morning. Brandt stated that the pedestrian called some people and Brandt was afraid they were coming to get him. Brandt admitted to state radio that he hit the pedestrian and that the pedestrian was part of a Republican extremist group. Now, I'm not saying that someone who is charged with vehicular homicide like Brandt shouldn't get or have an option to bond out of jail. What bothers me here is that Brandt is basically charged with a DUI accident, despite him basically admitting that this was because of a political disagreement. Further, a lot of people on social media are tying Brandt and his claims of believing the victim was part of an extremist group to the recent red tinge speech given by President Joe Biden. I mean, he's claiming self-defense alone makes it clear this was an intentional act on his part rather than a traffic accident resulting from drinking. And it should be noted that we know the victim did make a couple of phone calls, first to his mom to get him to pick him up, and it appears that is what Brandt saw and freaked out over. The charge is wrong, and that's what's a big problem for me now. Because this is actually premeditated murder where the motive is politics. The charges should be quite different, and in a just world, the Department of Justice would be all over this. But if the politics had been reversed, we all know they would have. But instead, Attorney General Merrick Garland is apparently oblivious to this. Maybe North Dakota's Attorney General Drew Wigley, a Republican, would be willing to do something about this because nothing about this is right. And I would actually expect better out of rural North Dakota, if I'm being perfectly honest. And just keep in mind that politics is turning quite deadly, and if that's not a reason to carry, what is? It's also looking like there's two sets of rules in this country, with the lone leftist getting the short end of the stick. Now we're going to segue because, I saw this, and I'm just a little fascinated by this, because I've been running one of these, maybe not to the degree of some of these guys, but I've never been able to make any of this happen. Now, the police have had a rough time, without a doubt. They've been demonized by many of the people they're meant to protect, for one thing, and have been the proverbial whipping boys for politicians looking to score points in American cities. In Milwaukee, though, it seems they've got another issue. And this is all according to the police. And I'm very curious about that. They can't trust their duty weapon, so they've decided to sue the city over it. Milwaukee's police union is suing the city over service weapons that officers say aren't safe because they have inadvertently fired without anyone pulling the trigger. Now, I have heard this is, we're talking about the SIG P320. I have heard this over and over again about the SIG P320. Talking about how the, you know, holstered guns discharge all the time. And despite this, despite what I've heard, I have yet to see anybody actually catching this happening. Right? If the gun, I carry one on a daily basis, carried one today. But there's a lot of legal action involving the SIG P320 model firearm manufactured by SIG, including a case filed in Philadelphia in June by a U.S. Army veteran who suffered a serious leg injury when his holstered gun discharged. SIG says the gun is defective. The Milwaukee Police Association says the department-issued handguns have inadvertently misfired 3 times in the last 2 years, resulting in injuries to 2 officers. Most recently, a 41-year-old officer was shot in the knee on September 10th. In July 2020, Officer Adam Maritato, who is a party to the union's lawsuit that was filed this week, was unintentionally shot in the leg by another officer's holstered gun. And I've talked about this before, particularly in Milwaukee. Yet, they aren't the first to notice this particular issue. I remember when the P320 came out, and it had been adopted by the military. Then all of a sudden, there were all these things where it wasn't drop safe, and it wasn't this, and it wasn't that. I had one, and I sent it to them, and I let them fix it, and I did not like the fix, so I got rid of it. But I have come back more than once to the SIG P320, and I, you know, right now I'm sitting with 2 of them around me right now. I trust the platform. I carry it a lot. And I can't help but think, okay, I can't help but think for all the people that carry these guns, civilian-wise, how come we haven't heard, we've only heard about the police having this happen? Now, the issue with the SIG P320 was supposed to have been addressed by SIG after it was shown in 2018 that there was a situation in which the weapon would fire without the trigger being pulled. Now, this was throwing the gun on the ground or hitting it in the back with a hammer. And the understanding was that SIG fixed the issue for future guns. So, Milwaukee should not have needed to be concerned. So, it's one of 2 things. It's one of 2 things. Well, it could be one of 3 things. It depends on the holster system. It depends on the training. And I really would like to see this happen. I want to see a gun in a holster just go off. I've seen guns in holsters go off because of the holster. Especially when you're holstering the gun. I've seen guys shoot themselves accidentally, but you know, we'll have to look at this a little deeper. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have 1 job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The UN says there's mounting evidence of Russian war crimes in Ukraine. An expert panel said an investigation found proof of atrocities, including the sexual and gender-based violence on victims ranging from age 4 to 82 years old. Some of the victims reported being abused after being taken to prison camps in Russia. A storm system could develop into a hurricane threat for the Sunshine State. Jamie Rome, the acting National Hurricane Center director, explains.
It now appears that it will be in the eastern Gulf of Mexico where we'll see the greatest threat of a hurricane, most notably Florida.
Apple has issued an update to their latest operating system to fix several bugs. The problems mainly related to their new iPhone 14. The Dow lost 486 points on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The term gun death is a phrase that's thrown around by the media to describe any kind of fatality that results from a gunshot. It is a preferred term for gun control activists and their buddies in the media because it conflates homicides, accidents, and suicides all into one lump number. And according to some, gun deaths hit a new all-time high in 2021. Gun deaths continued to surge across the United States in the second year of the pandemic, reaching 48,832 in 2021, according to the provisional data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It now stands as the highest single-year tally on record, up 8% from the previous record in 2020, when 45,222 people died of gunshot wounds. The data is on the CDC's Wonder database, and first flagged by the gun reform group Giffords, suggests that firearms deaths, which surpassed 40,000 for the first time in 2020, haven't returned to pre-pandemic levels. The CDC tracks mortality information via death certificates collected at the state level, and the provisional data may change slightly before it's finalized early next year, but a look at what is available now reveals some key statistics for anyone monitoring the magnitude of gun death in America. Firearm injury is now the 12th leading cause of death in the country, eclipsing car crashes for a fifth year in a row and jumping a spot from its 13th place ranking in 2020. And the age-adjusted gun death rate, 14.8 per 100,000 people, was the highest since 1993, considering a high watermark for American gun violence. However, that's just based on the base numbers. Because two-thirds of that is suicide. Two-thirds of that is suicide. But we going back, Eric Fliegler, an assistant professor of pediatrics at Harvard Medical School, said people are dying by guns at an extraordinary rate. And he's pointing to the widespread social upheaval wrought by the pandemic, as well as the gun buying surge that put more than 40 million guns in homes in 2020 and 2021. except that Fliegler, as a researcher, should understand the correlation doesn't equal causation. A surgeon buying guns does not necessarily have anything to do with the surge in gun deaths, especially since not all firearm injuries are created equal. See, getting out there and comparing them, for example, to car accidents, which most of those are accidents. There is murder-suicide that occurs with a car. There is murder that occurs with a car. But it's, for the most part, car accidents are accidents. Like I said, the biggest percentage of all firearm-related fatalities is suicide. If you remove the gun from the equation, people will still try to kill themselves, and contrary to what you hear in the media, will still be successful at doing it. When the saddest facts know. My first producer, when I got into the radio biz, he tried to kill himself in a car accident. He tried to drive a car straight into a tree doing about 60. And he killed the car, and he nearly killed himself, and I've still got a picture of him somewhere in the hospital after all that happened. It was a horrific accident. And that didn't work. So then he came back, and he managed to get it done with a gun. But even though the first attempt did not work, he came back and tried again because he didn't satisfy what he was trying to do in the first place. Homicides are a different animal, in part because it's actually a dozen different animals. Mass shootings, for example, have little in common with an argument resulting in a shooting except that someone used a gun, making them all gun deaths. Additionally, that correlation also exists among a number of other factors besides gun sales. And remember that what we know definitively is the surge in firearm sales was at gun stores. So all those people were going through NICS checks. The background check. The background check is supposed to be the determiner as to whether or not we're criminals or not. So of those 40 million guns that were purchased, they went through background checks. Face-to-face transfers were undoubtedly happening. The truth is that most people were holding onto their guns, pushing still more into gun stores. So these are folks who went through the background check process and were found not to be criminals. If background checks work the way they claim, these cannot be the criminals causing all the problems, right? But much of this also coincides with inflation. For example, economic matters can drive people to become criminals or take their own life. And that somehow never seems to factor into the equation during these kinds of stories. Funny how that is, isn't it? Now, understanding this continued spike in so-called gun deaths is troubling to me as well, but not because of the gun aspect. Any premature death is tragic, and unlike the activists, though I don't differentiate between knife deaths, drug deaths, or gun deaths. A murder is a murder, and a suicide is a suicide, and all should be treated as such. Too bad some people can't do that. Right now, your president, because of his open border, well over 100,000 people are going to die this year due to fentanyl. Due to fentanyl. Coming across the border on a regular basis. Unstopped. The border is porous, of course. And, where's the outrage about that? I would love to know. I want to hear about it. I need to hear about the outrage. If we're talking about homicide, then homicides are up, no doubt about it. But homicides are up because in 2020 and 2021, BLM and Antifa surged. And a lot of people died. Lawlessness. Socially locked up. We got a lot of things going on that are right now due to current Democratic policy. In these areas where they have a lot of, right now, L.A., let's look at L.A. L.A.'s Skid Row is a very dangerous place to go. It's dangerous even if nobody talks to you because it's the pestilence capital of the United States. They defunded the police. It's so bad in Beverly Hills that the old blue-haired ladies of the old money of Beverly Hills have started buying guns, hiring private security, getting out there and, setting up in defense grids. Very busy time in Beverly Hills. When you got that kind of stuff happening, instead of, which would be, the proper thing to do would be to look at this introspectively and say to yourself, this is bad. What are we doing that is causing this to be bad? Nobody's doing that in these Democrat-held areas. Nobody's saying to themselves, what are we doing to make this better? What have we done to make this way? Nobody's doing that. Nobody's going that route. I mean, it's an easy thing to do. You could look at it. I mean, in L.A., they defunded the police. Recently, in West Hollywood, they defunded the police, and they gave the money to a Russian arts festival. I'm sure that's going to be great. Stupendous, even. But getting out there and just going by gun deaths, this is how they try to make you decide that you as a gun owner are a bad person. Because you resist their efforts to try to lower gun deaths, but they're not trying to lower gun deaths. They like gun deaths. Gun deaths are good for them because then they can come after guns. You notice they never talk about this. Well, Joe Biden does right now because he's stuck, he's like a stuck record. But nobody's out there going, we want to ban assault weapons. That has been decided many times. Many times. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One more time. From the, well, you know, this is Gun Owners News Hour. Repetition, it just does it to you. 6 years ago, I was making the, I was getting interviewed by a bunch of people, and they were talking about the gun violence restraining order that was about to be implemented in California. And, it's been 6 years since gun control activists convinced the state legislature in California of the need to enshrine extreme risk protection orders into law. But in many parts of the state, the red flag law is allowing for the confiscation of firearms from those deemed by a judge to be a danger to themselves or others has been used infrequently or not at all. Now, this is a problem for the gun control lobby and anti-gun politicians who have relaxed the rules regarding who can file a petition and are now spending millions of dollars in an attempt to raise awareness of the law and increase the number of Californians who are subjected to it. In fact, LA Magazine has deemed the law to be a failure, though the outlet has high praise for San Diego, which is home to the vast majority of red flag law orders, issued over the past 6 years. But theirs is called the Gun Violence Restraining Order, the GVRO, one of the first red flag laws across the U.S. And that make it easier for authorities to remove firearms from those believed to pose a threat. And it was involved and introduced in 2016. San Diego City Attorney Mara Elliott and her eight-member team have filed over 1,250 successful GVROs. And this should make San Diego stand out as a model for other agencies across the state. But as Cal Matters reports, many of them have only recently begun restructuring their programs to take advantage of the GVRO option. And according to San Diego Deputy City Attorney Jeff Brooker, that's the problem. Brooker tells Voice of San Diego that red flag laws represent a paradigm shift with agencies across the state, looking ahead rather than remaining solely reactive. San Diego's GVRO team, led by Brooker, has filed restraining orders that led to the seizure of firearms from 865 people, placing them comfortably ahead of any other agency in the state, about a third of which eventually are returned. Brooker's group has become the go-to resource for agencies looking to better their programs. Brooker, who has received more than 100 calls since January, said, "I get all the calls all the time when police tell me we just prevented a shooting." Okay. I have a few questions. First, given that the confiscation of firearms is supposed to be temporary, why have only about one-third of the guns seized been returned to their rightful owner? Under California law, the initial seizure of firearms can last up to 5 years, but prosecutors can refile any petition before it expires, which means that gun owners can be stripped of their right to keep and bear arms for an indefinite amount of time, even without being convicted or even charged of a crime or being adjudicated as mentally ill through a commitment. LA Mag deems San Diego's efforts to be a success simply because the Extreme Risk Protection Order law is being used so frequently. But the entire purpose of the law is to reduce crime. Is that happening? As it turns out, not so much. Violent crime in San Diego increased in 2021. A report released Tuesday by the San Diego Association of Governments found. The annual report, 42 Years of Crime in the San Diego Region, 1980 through 2021, found homicide, rape, and aggravated assault increased 3, 11, and 12% respectively in 2021. For homicide cases where a motive can be determined, 32% were related to an argument, 18% were gang-related. Aggravated assaults with a firearm increased by 18%. Violent crime against senior citizens increased by 10%. And reported domestic violence increased by 3%. Arsons saw an 18% increase. I think what we saw in 2020 was really just something that I hadn't seen since I've been doing this. Again, we go back to 1980. Historically, we're still at 42-year lows, roughly. But we saw big jumps. One of the biggest one-year jumps that I've seen back from 2020 to 2021, both in violent crimes and property crimes. Now, if these red flag orders are so successful, then why are they seeing more murders and shootings? The fact of the matter is this. There's simply no way to show that the California red flag law is having any sort of positive effect that they claim they are, because how can you prove that someone who had their guns taken was actually going to commit a crime or take their own life? Has that happened despite their guns being taken? We can look at that and say, oh, okay, obviously this was a very violent guy. He killed his wife with an ashtray. He killed himself jumping off of a building. So much better that he didn't have a gun. The entire premise behind extreme risk protection orders is that it's better to take the guns rather than risk a crime being carried out, even if that means that individuals who pose no real risk to themselves or others end up disarmed as well. The California ERPO law suffers from the same issues as those on the books in 18 other states, from the fact that guns can be taken without the subject of the petition having a chance to offer evidence of their own or even being a part of the initial hearing. Because these ERPOs are considered civil matters, the subject of the petition is also ineligible to receive help from a public defender, even though it's typically the county's district attorney who will be arguing in favor of taking guns away during the court hearing. And while mental health counseling can be part of the order, there is no mandate for it, and once again, the burden for finding and paying for counseling is entirely on the subject of the petition, even though they supposedly a danger to themselves and others. Now, the best way to deal with truly dangerous individuals isn't to take their guns away and leave them to their own devices, but to get the criminal justice and mental health systems involved. And unfortunately, this is California we're talking about, and many of the state's soft-on-crime prosecutors may be inclined to use ERPOs rather than pursue criminal charges that could lead to incarceration. Meanwhile, the state's mental health system is in the midst of a full-blown crisis, with the RAND Corporation detailing in a study last year that the state doesn't have nearly enough of the inpatient beds it needs. Rather than try to fix this failing system, which was supposed to be a model for the rest of the country through a tax on millionaires that's resulted in billions of dollars in spending, California's anti-gun lawmakers are far more interested in expanding the use of red flag laws and trying to convince the public there that they're an effective and useful tool for public safety instead of what they really are, a relatively cheap and constitutionally suspect way for these politicians to claim they're doing something at the expense of our due process and Second Amendment rights. If you have a truly dangerous or self-destructive individual, let's put the heavy emphasis here on the dangerous person. The self-destructive person, I don't know that taking anything away from them other than locking them in a room that they can't harm themselves on the walls and on the floor. I don't even know how you do that. I mean, how do you have a person in suspended floating in the air to where they can't hurt themselves? How do you do that? It's just not doable. So someone that wants to hurt themselves is going to find a way. They've just had their first peaceful thought ever in a while, and this is going to be finding a way. Now, on the other hand, the dangerous people, the problem with the dangerous people is that they're dangerous without a gun. If you have an ex-boyfriend that you're afraid of, does it matter to you if he shoots you or strangles you to death or beats you to death or knifes you to death? Does it matter to you how he kills you? Because if he wants to kill you, he's still going to want to kill you. Leaving the dangerous person, leaving the dangerous player out there on the street is folly. If somebody got out on me, and I'm just trying to think the way they would think if I have the time to do that. If they take my guns away from me and they make me the target of something, and I'm so dangerous that I should not have guns, and I really am dangerous, not only am I still going to do what I planned on doing to you, I'm probably going to be a little worse about it, but it's still going to occur. I don't need a gun to kill you. I'm a dangerous person. I will find a way. We need to be concentrating on violence, and we need to be concentrating on self-defense, and getting out there and disarming the bad guy is never going to do it. All right. I will talk to you next week. Everybody stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.